declare the meeting officially open at 9:30. We agree that we start at not a runabout, but at exactly the starting time. I'm trying to rise to that occasion. Let me just deal with the housekeeping matters. We've got, we are all welcome. We've got some few apologies from Honorable Velma. She's on her way. She was a little bit trapped in the traffic. Honorable Maduvazana has apologized. Nyami Boy has apologized. He's in Skopa. That's an apology that we received. Honorable Minister, Honorable Sengwa, we've got a written apology also as well. Honorable Minister and Deputy Minister from the Presidency that attended the Hutla. We're not necessarily expecting the DPMA Minister and Deputy Minister. So those two, we've got also formal apologies from that space. As soon as Honorable Dovella comes back then, he will tell us about other members that haven't received any apologies from my side. Where they are. I would suggest that we wait for a few minutes for Honorable Dovella to join us, because I requested him to phone the other members. This is fine, it's in order with the other members. I think it's fair enough, please. Thank you. Any feedback to Honorable Dovella? Who's coming? Okay, Marvin and also Velma is on their way. Okay, thank you so much. We have just dealt with the apology, so we're just waiting for you to get the feedback in terms of the rest of the members. With that, I will move to second item under housekeeping. That previously there were members who were not here when we were welcoming, especially the family of DPME. We would like to extend our warm welcome. I've been with you, Honorable Kasim, more than once, so I thought you were part of the furniture. We've got new members from the DA. We've got Honorable Young Bloom seated at the far right. It's a she. Honorable they will see you as you speak, then we'll interact with you and greet you as well, and also you may greet them during break time. And in the middle, we've got a very firing guy, if I may use it, Honorable Kasim. Kasim also has joined us. We are mostly welcome, and I think it's appropriate that we formally also, because last week we had a different set of officials to introduce and welcome you once more. And we are hoping that we are going to have a very robust, energized with Honorable Kasim engagement in this portfolio committee to ensure that our mandate as this portfolio committee will do a very much alive oversight as expected by our constituents. With that, I would like to extend a warm welcome or compliments of the new year from this side. DG, DPME, and SG, where is he? Okay, you'll convey my message that I've also greeted. Oh, you are at the back. And also the NYDA, the young ones there, and the team at large, you are mostly welcome and compliments of the new year. We have received the agenda, all of us. I'm sure honorable members also they did receive that with the schedule of time. I'll request that we also provide honorable members with that. We are today dealing with the first and second and the third quarter of DPME, STATS-SA, and NYDA. We will start with the DPME. I will suggest that the focus of our Okay, the first one, before I even go there, I think it's appropriate. Oh, thank you so much for coming. You're most welcome. Thank you. I want to introduce you because you have been with us before. Yes, you have been, isn't it?
Very long time ago.
Yeah.
For a very brief period. Long, long time.
Long, long time.
After this.
Is it? Oh, okay, no, I'll come back to that. But having said that, what I wanted to say, honorable members, is that just the approach that they must focus on the achievement of quarter two, quarter three, but also add more at quarter three, because it's just to pull quarter two to quarter three to focus on that in terms of the predetermined objectives, not the percentage, the numbers, in terms of saying that we said we're going to do 1, 2, 3, out of three, we have achieved one thus far. And secondly, they focus on the non-performance thus far expected, and also give us a sense, a practical sense of comfort that they are going in the fourth quarter achieve those predetermined objectives. And also they must give us the financial pattern in terms of expenditure, because we'd like to know whether are you galloping in terms of expenditure instead of also achieving your predetermined objectives. But also I would suggest honorable members, for the benefit of the new members, that they will quickly summary deal with the core mandate areas, not the act, not the law, but the areas of focus of the department as well, for the benefit of the new members. Just in a 5 minutes, spending 5 minutes on that, and the better half of the time that was allocated, you spend on the actual quarter report. Why I'm requesting that is because you are aware that we have received the documents yesterday, so which means it's not within our agreed principle time, and I suggest that moving forward, we shouldn't do that one. We had we're deliberating with Honorable Donna to say whether to cancel the meeting or not, because is there any sufficient time? But we said it's just after 12, it was before 1 o'clock, so we can leave with that one. And I would like to apologize, Honorable Members, that we had an agreed understanding, and I think DPME has been overtaken or ever excited about the sauna, they were focusing there. But nevertheless, DG will really, really, and SSA request that we get the documents on time. Any changes, then you can speak to those changes, but at least the essence of the report, we should have the more time to apply our minds, also to cross-check in the previous days what you said in previous months and so forth. So I really urge the members to bear with us on that one, that approach that I'm extending. But for the last time, while I'm still acting chair, hopefully. So that brings us, let me just get a reaction on what I've said. I've said a mouthful, I know. Go dead from my side. I see no head. That will bring us. Okay. I would suggest that all the NYDA, SSA, DPME, as one of you present, don't leave, because there is something that you might also take advantage in terms of the collaborations in some areas, as it were. We will start with NYDA. Mr. Kato, you are mostly welcome with your team. You only have got, according to my watch, it's exactly 9:40. That we will expect you to have finished for at 5:02. At 5:02, so that the better part we can get engagement and give members ample time to engage with their report. Thank you. Over to you. And I don't know whether. Yeah. Okay, before that.
No, we didn't say so. We thought we were going to say so, but we didn't.
According to what I have, it's yes.
No, we need to put it.
Oh, yeah. No, I was programmed. Yeah, I apologize. Okay. But I just want to stick to the master plan, DJ. Okay. Mr. Kato, over to you.
Thank you very much, and good morning to the members, honorable members of the portfolio committee and colleagues from other departments. I will take you through the quarter two and quarter three performance. I am joined here by the CFO of the NYD, Mr. Karim, who will also speak to you a little bit about the financial position and performance of the organization as at quarter three. Just to indicate, Chair, that I'll try and focus more on the areas where we are behind in terms of the targets that we have set ourselves, and run through quickly the areas where we are either in line with the targeted performance or we've exceeded performance. But just to give a brief overview, on slide three of the performance as at quarter two, is that at the end of quarter two, we had achieved 45% of the targets as per the set targets for that particular quarter. And about 14% of the targets were not achieved, but were within 80%.
I think you have omitted. I requested you, for the benefit of the new member, just say that 5 minutes or less than that, just overall helicopter your mandate.
Thank you, Chair. Maybe if I start there, I would say that the agency is an agency that has been given the mandate of overall youth development in the country. It was formed through a measure of the former National Youth Commission and the former Umsumbu Youth Fund. The two mandates have been collapsed into one. Briefly, just to indicate that the commission mainly had the responsibility of lobbying and advocating for youth development, whereas Umsobongo Youth Fund had primarily the responsibility of the incorporation of young people, mainly in the mainstream economy of the country. When the agency was formed, the mandate has been expanded to be that the agency must oversee the total integrated youth development for the country, this being in other instances through facilitation and mainstreaming of youth development. So the intention was not for the agency to implement or to deal with everything that is youth development. So just to give context to what I'll be speaking to in terms of the focus area, the board of the NYDA took a decision about 3.5 years ago that the focus area of the agency is too spread, given that the agency was trying to respond to anything and everything that was youth development. And given the circumstances of the challenges that are mainly faced by young people, the board then took a decision to focus mainly on education and skills development. So those are the areas that I'll be speaking more towards as informed by the APP as we're reporting on quarter two and quarter three. So briefly speaking, that's what the agency is focusing on as mandated by the NYDA Act number 54 of 2008. I will now go back to the performance report. As I've indicated, at the end of quarter two, we had achieved 45% of the set target at the time. 14% were not achieved, but were within 80% of achievement, and 27% were lower than 80% achievement, which were not achieved, and about 14% of those were only set for the last quarter of the financial year due to the nature of programs that were running in those specific areas. Comparatively speaking, at the end of quarter three, which is December 31st, 2016, there was a notable improvement in terms of our attainment of our KPIs. From the 45%, we were now sitting at 62% of targets or KPIs that had been achieved, and 10% of those were not achieved, but were within 80% of achievement. 14% of those were outside the 80% achievement, and 14% as per the performance of the second quarter were to be performed or to be achieved in quarter four, which we are currently on now. I will now speak to the KPI individually. Like I said, I'll run quickly through them, those that have been achieved, and I'll only give a proper explanation for those that had not been achieved. If you look at the key performance area one, which is the participation of young people in the economy, we had set ourselves to support youth-owned enterprises through grant funding. The target as at the end of quarter three was 471. 472 enterprises had been supported. We had set ourselves to support young aspiring and established entrepreneurs through business development services. The target there for the quarter was 42,247. We had, at the end of 31st December, achieved 48,013 young entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs. We had intended to support six communities with development projects through the grant funding program of the agency. At the end of December 31st, we had supported 10 communities. We had aimed to support or to create and sustain jobs for young people to the target of 2,282. At the end of the third quarter, we were sitting at 2,317. And then the number of young people that were to be supported with Second Chance Matriculate Program, we had not yet implemented this program because it only gets to be implemented in quarter four. So this is currently underway and will be reported at the quarter four report. And then we had also aimed to support young people through the Solomon Mahlangu Scholarship Fund. Again, this work is currently underway now that the universities have opened and young people are registering. We had aimed to support young people through individual and group career guidance. Our target for the quarter was 622,544. At the end of the quarter, we're sitting at 702,832. We had aimed to support young people through technical skills. The target for the actual performance at the end of quarter three was 226. And then we had also aimed to support young people through jobs preparedness program. The target was 42,844. We are sitting at 42,794. This target was missed with only 50 young people. We are quite confident with the work that is happening now in quarter four that target will be in line and will be comfortably achieved by the end of the financial year. We had also aimed to assist young people to access health and well-being programs. The target for the third quarter was 150,750 young people. This target was missed by 20,000. We only achieved 129,002. Just to give a brief context here is that for the last 3 years, we have had a partnership with the South African Breweries and the DTI, where we have been engaging young people, targeting young people at high school level to engage them on the dangers of alcohol and substance abuse. This target, or rather this program, had mainly been funded by the South African Breweries. Unfortunately, in September 2016, the South African Breweries decided to discontinue the program, which had a large impact on the achievement of this target. But what we have done is that we have refocused some of the resources to make sure that we still achieve this particular target. And there is a program which we'll be running ourselves, which will be targeting high schools in all 9 provinces, which will be starting on Monday next week. And we're quite comfortable and confident that we will be achieving this particular target. We have set the program to run concurrently along around all the 9 provinces and with a reporting date of 28th of February, so that in case something goes wrong from our assumption in terms of meeting the target, we still have the month of March to be able to recover should something go wrong. The second area is around the number of youth development programs evaluations produced by the NYDA. This is also an area where we have underperformed. The target here was 9 evaluations. We only achieved 4. The reason for this, which also is relevant to the next target, was that we wanted to use service providers to assist us in conducting the evaluations of these programs. We struggled to find service providers. We went to the market twice through the tendering system. We did not succeed. Eventually, what we have done now is to go to the executive authority, which is DPME, who have a list of service providers in the database, and we have now contracted those service providers, and work is underway, and we're quite confident that we will be achieving those particular targets by the end of the financial year. The next target which speaks to research work that we needed to do, which was equally not achieved, was because of committee members would remember that previously we had indicated that we have established a research institute in partnership with the University of Johannesburg. Through that institute, we had agreed with the institute that the institute will support us with conducting this research work and some of the knowledge management publications. But the processes at the institute moved a little bit slower for them to be able to capacitate themselves, to be able to honor the commitment that they had made to the agency. But we have now, since taken some of the work from the institute, and we'll be doing this work ourselves inside. And the institute is now capacitated with researchers who will be assisting with the balance of the work. So again, we're quite confident that we should be achieving this particular target. And then when it comes to the number of state organs partnering with NYDA to implement youth development, we're targeted 11 organs of state. We have achieved 18. The private sector, we targeted 11. We have achieved 35. The number of young people participating in dialogue sessions, we had targeted 8,088. We are sitting at 15,205. The number of NYS or National Youth Service structured programs that are registered with the agency, we had targeted 30. We achieved 36. Number of young people participating in expanded volunteer programs were targeted 30,000, were sitting at 31,399. Number of young people enrolled in National Youth Service Category 1 program were targeted 5,000, were sitting at 5,106 at the end of December. Number of government departments, civil society organizations coordinated by the NYDA to implement NYS, our target was 66. We had achieved 108 by the end of December. A number of young people in conflict with the law, our target here was 750, but at the end of December we were sitting at 340. Here we struggled to find cooperation with correctional centers for the better part of the year. But we are happy to report to you that we have since reached an agreement by December with Leeuwkop Prison in Gauteng, and also the Correctional Services Center in Kimberley and Upington in Northern Cape, and also in Umtata in the Eastern Cape, where we'll be targeting young offenders who are incarcerated, who are at least within 12 months to their release from these correctional centers, as a way of preparing them for the outside world when they go back to be integrated in their communities. Number of young people with disabilities supported by the NYDA, we had targeted 375 young people. At the end of December, we're sitting at 797. Value of funds committed to support youth development, leverage from other entities, be it private sector, by public sector, as well as civil society, were targeted to mobilize 74,250,000 by the end of December. By the end of December, we were sitting at 81,458,000. 448 that had been mobilized to support youth development across all sectors. In terms of the governance key performance area, we had targeted to achieve 70% implementation of the phase two of our ICT roadmap at the end of December 2016. We had achieved that 70%. And then in terms of staff members who were supposed to be trained, we were targeted to train 253 staff members. And at the end of December, we had trained 469 staff members. A number of young people who are receiving information on youth development through NYDA access points across the country, our target was 990,000 young people by 31st December. By 31st December, we were sitting at 1,098,171. and the number of information dissemination access points that have been operationalized for young people to find information about the NYDA broadly, the government at large, as well as the private sector, was the target was 24 centers. At 31st December, we're sitting at 31 centers that have been operationalized. I'll now hand over, Chair, to the CFO to just quickly take us through the financial performance of the organization. Thank you very much.
Thank you, CEO, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Members. This is the financial performance of the NYDA for quarter two and quarter three. If we look at quarter number two, our spending at the end of quarter two was about 83% of our budget. We were slightly behind at the end of quarter two as we had not yet reached salary agreements with labor federations, and we were also implementing the end part of our restructuring, which meant staff needed to be trained on policies and processes, which put our spending slightly behind where we should have been. The situation in quarter three is much better if we go line by line. In our economic participation program, we've spent 84% of our year-to-date budget. In education and skills development, we've spent 64% of our budget. In the National Youth Service Program, we've spent 94% of our budget. In the Service Delivery Channel, which is our branch program, we've spent 99% of our budget. In research and policy, we've spent 54% of our budget. In the administration line item, we've spent about 95% of the budget. And our employee cost is about 99%, where it should be at the end of quarter three. So if we look at overall quarter three expenditure, we've spent about 91% of our year-to-date budget. If I speak to the areas of underspending a little bit, in the education and skills development line item, over there we have the Solomon Mashlangu Scholarship Fund, which takes up the majority of that line item. We had already committed those funds during quarter three, but we had one or two delays from the universities with regards to invoicing and that kind of thing, which meant that the cost had to be pushed into quarter number four. So those funds are committed at the end of quarter number three. You'll see the cost come through in quarter number four. With regards to research and policy, that program, we appoint independent service providers to do impact and monitoring and evaluation assessments on our critical programs. So it gives us feedback as to where there may be gaps in our programs, what we're doing right, what we can do better. We had some challenges with appointing competent service providers who could fulfill the functions there. Those appointments should have taken place in quarter two. They only took place in quarter number three, which meant those service providers who were appointed in quarter number three, they started work in quarter number four. So we'll see those costs start coming through in quarter number four, and we'll catch up on the spending there.